just bask in his glory and be strengthened by him and give him praise and worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name, Lord. We come into your presence with thanksgiving, to your courts with praise, Lord. You are the one true God that we worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God, for your presence here right now. So we sing for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It all revolves around your throne. Who can know your glory? Hallelujah. So high above, yet slain for us. You alone are worthy, and the praise is yours, and the praise is yours. You're the one we bow before. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Reigning over us as we lift you up, you will reign forevermore. The one who was and is to come, God of every moment, forever crowned, exalted now, you alone are holy, and the praise is yours. And the praise is yours. You're the one we bow before. Hallelujah. Reigning over us as we lift you up. You will reign forevermore. And the praise is yours. And the praise is yours. You're the one we bow before. Reigning over us as we lift you up, you will reign forevermore. Raise your hands and give him praise and tell him how much you love him. He is the one true God that is in us now. Glory to your name, Lord. In your heavenly language, invite him here and thank him for everything that he has done for you. Glory to your name. Glory and praise, power and strength, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Sing it with me. Glory and praise, power and strength. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory and praise, power and strength. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is yours. You're the one we bow before. God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, God. In your presence we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God.
Last night, the Lord put when Ray said that he wouldn't be able to be here today, dedication was in my spirit, and this is something I recently read in chapters. First, this is 1 Samuel chapter 30. David was anointed to be king. Saul was chasing him all over Judah, trying to kill him. And David went to help he was out doing the work that that Joshua should have done. He was destroying some of the enemies of Israel. And this is chapter 30, verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no power to weep. And David's two wives were taken, Ahinoam and the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. Now, verse 6 is the key verse. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Amen. He got his strength through praise and worship. Amen. And I'm sure there's a psalm that he wrote when this was happening. I'm going to try to find it. Because some of the psalms talk about and give a reference to that time in David's life. And
Psalms 18:6, 25:1, 2:34, there's about 8 of them.
Wow, that's good. What's the first one?
Psalms 18:6.
You know, and you get insight. You know, this is like a snapshot of what was going on in his life. And David remained dedicated because he encouraged himself in the Lord. His own men had thought about stoning him. That's about as low as you can go. Okay. He said, you can read it, Mary, if you got it.
Okay. In my distress, I called unto the Lord and cried out unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read one more.
Yeah.
5:1.
Yeah.
That's one good thing about soul.
Yeah.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Uh-huh.
Just showing references.
Yeah.
And go on.
Well, that's good. We see what the Lord gave him strong encouragement. And he remained dedicated. You have to be dedicated to take that step of faith to start praising God and in the low points. And when you do, the Lord is right there to back you up. He's right there to give you whatever countermeasure you need. And he did this in the sight of the men. And then the men repented and took courage. And then they went, verse 7. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought there the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered them, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all."
I just saw something. Praise, after you praise and worship, you should pray.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big part, weapon in prayer.
Yeah.
Have praise and worship at home or by yourself and everything.
Yeah.
This is not concrete, but you pray, and then you inquire the Lord what you need.
Yeah. You had the right state of mind then.
Yeah, great.
You back at yourself now.
That's right.
And now you're ready for answers. And
how many times you just pray and feel a release and you just don't inquire?
Yeah,
I've done
many times. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that out. That's perfect. And that's what happened. The men were looking to him. He was the anointed king of Israel.
So he didn't go to prayer first.
Mm-mm.
He went to praise first.
Yeah. And then he inquired of the Lord. And the Lord had his back the whole while. The Amalekites could have killed everybody.
Yes.
But the Lord prevented that. And the Lord said, asked him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." So in verse 3, they just carried the people away and took the spoil with them. They didn't kill anybody. They burned up the city, though. And it looked like they killed everybody. So everybody was just devastated. But when you praise God, you can learn what you can learn the truth. You can learn the facts. And when we're dedicated like that, that's when we learn it. If we give up, then the people would have been in the hands of the Amalekites. They would have went somewhere else and cried, and it wouldn't have did them any good. But you know, even in tragedy, the Lord is he's still got your back. And this is, I love this story. I reference it all the time. And because every time in my life when I got to a point where everything looked dim, I'd praise God, and then I'd feel better. Then he'd give me what to do. And a lot of times I'd pray, like Mary said, and sometimes I just felt better and thought about it. But the times that I would pray and ask the Lord, he'd show me what to do. And I learned this from him. If there's ever a problem that and you conquer it, I always like to learn more about it so it won't be a problem next time. I believe in training against that problem.
You believe in wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom is action.
And I like to. I don't like for something.
You get wisdom from it.
Yeah, I like to be fortified. You know, if you know, they used to build forts so that the soldiers couldn't get in, and they'd have a stronghold so they could shoot back. Well, if the enemy got close to you, I believe in building a fort so that he can't do it again. And I believe in changing whatever's in me. James said, purify your hearts, you sinners. Okay, if the enemy's tempting you and you purify your heart, you don't want the temptation. It'll stop being a temptation. You can fortify your heart. And I learned that from the Lord. And I started understanding it through praise, because when I would praise the Lord, I felt strong. When I was in his presence, I felt invincible. But I wanted to be that way out in the world where I needed it. and I said, it's fine for the prayer room, but I want to be just as strong when I'm out in public. And I said, now, there's got to be a way to do it, and I want you to teach me how to do it. That's how I pray. I don't pray long, beautiful prayers. I just tell them what I want. And he started helping me make it, and I found it's an easier way to live. And, Solomon said, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And we come to the Lord like we are, and the places that we need to grow in, once I realize it, I say, Lord, teach me more about it so I can be strong in that area. And he always does it. But, verse 9. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Bezer. where those that were left behind stayed. And David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which was so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. Another thing the Lord did, he helped him find this Egyptian kid. Verse 12, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. For he had eaten no bread or drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. And David said to him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, a servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago and I fell sick. And we made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb. And we burned Ziklag with fire. So he was with them when this happened. And David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou would neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from twilight even until the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save for 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all. And the Amalekites, that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to David, to them. David recovered all. David took the flocks and herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, this is David's spoil. And David came to the 200 men, I like this verse, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David, and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial of those that went with David, and said, there's always going to, you know, in David's company, there were men of Satan. There were men of Belial. And they said, because they went not with us, we will not give them anything or aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our land. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff, they shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. This reminds me of the last hour workers in the field. Mm-hmm. You know, though there were those that tarried all day in the hot sun, and then those that worked the last hour, and Jesus gave them the same amount of pay. And that's what David did. He gave the 200 that guarded everything that they had, and the same as those that went down and took back what was theirs. And then he made it into a statute, so Israel still do it if they still follow what David did. Now they got back everything, and everything was recovered, all because they were dedicated. They stayed in faith. When we stay in faith, we stay in power. The Lord is always there to back us up. And there's so many lessons from this chapter. And it gives God a chance to relate to it. See, when you commune with the Lord, you can you can get his insight. You're never in a condition that he can't help you. No matter how big it is, he has a countermeasure. You just have to find out what it is and then do it. Any thoughts on these, on this lesson? We got a few minutes. You know, this kind of dedication is our heritage. All we have to do is apply it. And I like learning stuff like that. You know, God always take you beyond. Anybody else? Yeah. My timekeeper. All right.
I know with me, I thank him for everything because you know, it's his will.
Yeah.
You know, that we thank him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome for, I mean, to learn that no matter what you're faced,
mm-hmm.
he's got an answer.
Yeah.
And it's, it's even if you say, hey, don't bother me. Talk to him. He can control, not me. And, sometimes you got to back away and let God do it because, you know, because if you do it, it's not going to get done right.
My wisdom is not adequate most of the time.
There you go.
But his is.
Giving him praise and thanking him for everything that he's done. And
yeah.
It charges you up.
It does.
You know, it really does.
Mm-hmm. When the Lord first told Moses to go talk to Pharaoh, he was kind of nervous.
Yeah, stuttering and all, huh? Mm-hmm.
You know, what? You know. But after about the 8th and 9th time, 10th time, he was bold as a tiger. You know, he didn't care no more.
And then he tells us to count it all joy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what you got up against this time, devil? Uh-huh. Take the best shot because it ain't gonna
work.
You know? Mm-hmm. There you go.
And he left Egypt with everything. Even borrowed gold and left with that too. You know, that kind of dedication, it grows. It don't stay small, it grows. Okay. We bless the food. Dave, you want to bless the food?
Father, we thank you for this food this day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. For the food of your word, how great
Amen.
It is, how satisfying it is,
Amen.
How wonderful it is. And Lord, we thank you for all things. For you are the creator of all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord for that. Thank you.